Welcome back to Rural Route. Trent Luce, Kyle Bauer, our guest Steve Hendy from Geneva, Illinois. Shark is his organization. And Steve, I've got to tell you, there's one time, for our listening audience's purposes, there was one time in the National High School Rodeo Finals, I was told that Steve was in the audience, so obviously I made my way over there and sat by him for about an hour while Steve and his daughter were filming things. And I really don't know how to explain this, Steve, other than you have the ability to capture images from a rodeo, put those images in the form of a YouTube presentation or just simply a slideshow pictorial on the website, that when you slow it down, frame by frame, makes the event to the calf, if it's calf roping, which you've had a passion against since you began, to make it look so much worse than it actually looked in person. And I can fully understand how a person who doesn't understand animal agriculture, understand how animals react and act, would think that it's a very negative thing. I don't know how to explain that, because the pictures themselves, to me, do not represent what actually took place.
Well, I guess, but you would agree that we, and on occasion we may slow it down, but other than that, I mean, that's about the only thing we ever do. That's the way it is, and maybe for one thing, calf roping happens pretty fast.
Right.
If you don't watch a jerk down in slow motion, you're going to miss a lot of what a jerk down is. The way that, you know, that neck gets, the way that body gets distorted and all that kind of thing. It happens so fast, it's over.
But I think what I'm trying to get at, and maybe Kyle's going to have to help me explain it, but we're dealing with a public that is so removed from how animals act on a daily basis in their normal life.
Right. Let's stop right there for a second, because I always end up to being the bad guy here, but I'm going to ask this. Trent, you have been through some ranch brandings where they don't use a squeeze chute, where they
rope
the calves and drag them over to be worked, right?
Absolutely.
Does it generally occur like it does in the rodeo, where you have a calf running straight out full away and they're roped?
No, typically they're in a smaller pen.
That's what I've been around is it's normally done fairly calmly. You know, they meander up to the calves, throw a quick, loop and drag them back.
Right. At a branding, it's done in a smaller pen. They're roped. They don't have the full out run because they don't have the space that they do.
And let's face it, if you're working a couple hundred head of cattle and you do that full out run, before long you just got a mess.
Exactly.
So my point is really...
On the other hand, if you're in a pasture, you've got a calf that you see is sick.
Right, that you're sorting out from the others. Yeah, I agree. That's pretty much exactly how it happens, like you see in the rodeo. So that's a good point. But, I think as a sport, I don't think those calves are generally... I have actually never been to a rodeo that I've seen a calf hurt. I suspect it may happen from time to time. Is there a statistic, Steve? I would suspect that there are a lot more cowboys come out of a rodeo hurt than livestock hurt.
Well, but that's not the comparison that you can or I would suggest should make. Because
why is that?
A rodeo person goes into the rodeo voluntarily. It's like a guy that goes into ultimate fighting. You know, he goes into it, he wants to be there, he trains and all that kind of stuff. The difference is if they drag some poor guy into the octagon that doesn't want to be there. And that's kind of what you're looking at with rodeo. I mean, all the human contestants want to be there. Few, if any, of the animals do. I mean,
okay, and now I think that's a fair analogy. It's something to think about. Now, Trent, on the bucking horse side, let's just stay on the horse side, would you agree that there are many bucking horses that don't need a prod, that the second that gate is swings open, they are a performance athlete, that they know what they're there for, they love to buck, and they love to see if that cowboy comes off his back?
Yes.
Is that true?
I do.
Okay.
And I believe I own several of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they're a tremendous athlete, and they're treated like athletes. I mean, they're treated well. But is it fair, if you're breeding for that, if you're working for that, if you've got stock that'll do that, and the next guy doesn't breed for it, doesn't work for it, doesn't have the athlete for it, but uses some artificial means to make that horse buck, is it fair to me who have bred for it and have found that athlete?
I don't fully understand your question.
Well, my point is,
is it fair to use the electric rod?
Right, well, to even it up.
Well, here's where we're at today. We've made a rule that we're not using them.
Okay.
I don't agree with that. I think we should have explained that the second that electric prod is used properly is not interfering with the well-being of that horse. I would correlate it to an electric fence. Now, Steve,
but I think the difference between that horse being hit with the prod after the gate is open or just as the gate's being opened, or he's hit with the prod before the gate's open.
There's a big difference in my mind. I would never hit a horse before that gate is open.
Would you agree that they sometimes are?
I can't speak to that.
I'm sure they are. Sure they are. I mean,
I've seen it. They're trying to get the horse, adrenaline up. They're trying to get him riled up.
Steve, you believe that the electric assistance should never be used?
Well, gentlemen,
Steve?
If we're talking about athletes, which was the term that was just used.
That was my term, and I'll stick by it.
Sure, sure. And rodeo claims their horses to be athletes. They claim that they're born to buck, that they love to buck, they're bred to buck. You don't use an electric prod on a human athlete if they're having an off day or they don't want to play. Electricity should never be used in a supposed sporting competition, in any competition. As soon as you use electricity on horse A, when you didn't use it on horse B, that's a crooked competition. I mean, there's the big difference between.
Well, that was a little bit where I was coming from, because in bucking, the horse gets a grade and the cowboy gets a grade. So I'm saying, hey, it needs to be even on that. But I think an animal that can escape, there's a difference than one that can't escape. And if an animal can escape, I think it's a momentary jolt. I personally have been hit by electric fence hundreds of times in my life. I will tell you, I didn't feel like dying. I didn't feel like I was abused.
I've been hit by my own prod working pig.
Well, I have not.
I've been hit by, we've felt the prod on a number of occasions. I've always said it doesn't break your bones, doesn't knock you out, doesn't make you bleed, it doesn't do any of that stuff, but it does hurt. And these animals are not supposed to be hurting. I mean, in fact, the rodeo says they don't hurt. They love to do this. So as soon as you pull out the electric prod, you've got a manufacturer saying don't do it. You've got rodeo rules claiming they don't do it. As you pull out the electric prod, I think that person ought to be tossed.
But
and for
Steve,
judges to stand there and watch it is,
Steve,
like,
I,
unbelievable.
I could put you in my pasture any day that you want to come. And horses will do things to each other that to you and me would hurt or probably dismember us for life. And yet horses do it to one another and don't seem to mind. I just don't think that you can use that comparison using a prod on yourself to a 1,000-pound animal.
But we are not horses. We are human beings, and we are claiming, we in the rodeo industry, which obviously I'm not part of, but the rodeo industry is claiming that these animals are athletes, that are loved, they're respected, and that they're not shocked.
If we make a rule that we're not using them, then I believe you cannot break the rule. But I believe we screwed up in caving to what we thought was, well, I'll call you a squeaky wheel, instead of explaining when used properly, it is an effective tool.
Well, I would say that when even rodeo fans, and especially people outside of rodeo, find out that horses are being shocked as part of a performance, I think they are outraged. For sponsors are unhappy. Your typical person on the street are outraged about it. People don't want horses shocked, especially in an entertainment venue. That's just, I think that appears to most people and to me as un-American.
Okay, but what about the calf? And I know what you don't like calf roping, but what about where the calf needs to run out straight away? Is it against the rules to shock that calf as he's leaving the chute?
they're not supposed to be shocking animals. So yes, I mean, if they're just, and I'm not claiming that I see calves shocked very often. That's a pretty rare event.
Okay. Is it okay?
This is the natural flight instinct of that calf to run.
Okay. Is it, well, and I think they're bred for it too.
No, they're not.
No, the calf is just bred to be a calf. But they have a pusher. There's a pusher behind the calf.
Is it okay to slap the calf?
I don't think slapping him in the butt does anything.
Okay, but truly, aren't we really talking about the difference between whether we think slapping is appropriate for a calf or slapping is appropriate for a person? And so then, don't we have to have that same argument on, because you talk about using an electric prod on a person and using an electric prod on a calf? You see what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, the slap I referred to earlier was a slap in the face, and I don't think a calf should be slapped in the face either, or a horse, or anybody else. But a slap on the butt, is just a different thing. Butt in the face, and although I've seen a few butt faces out there, but that's a different story.
You've seen Kyle?
Let's not get personal, Steve.
Guys,
I've got you off base here.
Well, I really didn't think we're off base, because isn't it really about an acceptable level of pain?
But you can't ask him that, I'm trying to tell you.
Because
we're out of time.
Oh, okay.
We've got one more segment. That's why I was breaking in there to say Steve lost his momentum. Anyway, we might as well take our last break of the day, and we'll continue with Steve Hinty from Shark on Roar Out after this.
Trent Luce here for Feedstuffs Food Link, continuing to connect the farm to the fork. My goodness, in the age of over-information, it used to be called the information age, now I call it over-information, there needs to be one place that you can turn to. Forget about the emotion. Forget about the sensationalism of news. What are the facts about food? Who, where, and how has produced my food? Is it safe? Feedstuffs Food Link connects the farm to the fork. It is that one clearinghouse of factual information. I'm looking at the homepage right now. More information about all of these items can be found. Bacon, the next health food. Beef provides good calories. Bananas have a secret sex life. Glacial melt fears unwarranted. Civil disclosure must be based on science. This is just a few of the headlines, and you can get more on the web. FeedstuffsFoodLink.com. Once again, FeedstuffsFoodLink.com.